NPR's business news starts with some good deals in China. At least that's what the American company Groupon is hoping to offer. Groupon sells discounted products and services here in America. Customers use Groupon and similar websites to find deals in everything from haircuts to dinners out. The Wall Street Journal says Groupon now wants to start operations in China, where there are an estimated 450 million internet users. But the site still needs Chinese government approval. It may not have helped Groupon's cause that it poked fun at the political situation in Tibet during a Super Bowl commercial. Speaking of football, the season is over, but there's plenty of drama in the NFL. The league and the players' union are heading into a fourth day of talks after a weekend of labor negotiations. After months of on-and-off talks, the two sides return to the table Friday in Washington, D.C., where they've been joined by a federal mediator. There are several issues here. The stickiest is how much revenue should go to players under a salary cap system. Right now, the players take home about 61% of the league's $9 billion in annual revenue. Team owners want to reduce the players' cut. The NFL's current labor agreement expires March 3rd, and if there is no agreement, there could be a lockout.